Muad Bhavnagarwala is a young student at Al-Hadaya Islamic Center in Danbury, Connecticut. He studies Quranic recitation and enjoys painting and astronomy. Jason Graves is a youth leader at Muad's school. The two have always been friends, but their relationship changed last year after the shootings in nearby Newtown. They share their story with Steve Paulson.
Has Islam always been a part of your life?
Yes.
How long have you been studying the Quran?
I've been studying it for like a year now.
Do you recite the Quran every day?
Yes, and in our prayers 5 times a day, because we have 5 prayers, and we recite the Quran in our prayers to connect with God.
How does that make you feel when you recite the Quran?
Well, because I understand it, it makes me feel very calm, because God tells us to be patient and that with every hardship there is ease.
You're what, 11 years old?
Yes.
Jason, tell me about the Islamic Center in Newtown. It's pretty new, isn't it?
Yes, it's fairly new. We've been here for about a year, and we have our school building finished. We're currently renovating the building, which we hope to be the mosque.
Mm-hmm. I would think it might be surprising to some people to hear that there is an Islamic center in this part of Connecticut. Are there many Muslims there?
There's a growing number of Muslims. My sister just graduated from Newtown High School, and she said there's like a whole, she referred to it as a clique of Muslim kids in the school. So there is a growing community in the Newtown area, especially the greater Danbury area too.
Do you come from a Muslim family?
No, I do not.
So you converted at some point?
Yes. Yeah, I converted officially in 2006, and I became very more practicing in 2009.
You're the youth director of your Islamic center.
Yeah.
Jason, how did you first hear about the shootings at the Newtown School?
Well, my mother works in the Newtown school system, and she got a phone call because everyone went into lockdown due to the shooting. And I was with my mom, and we kind of looked at each other like, what shooting? And at one point, right before I left for our congregational prayers, because it was on a Friday, I had heard one person dead, which was the gunman, and then 3 people were in the hospital. In the 10 minutes it takes me to get to the mosque, I had heard the whole scope of what happened, you know, from one person dead to the gunman to 26 people dead. There was a lot of panics and, you know, trauma, because, you know, that very well could have been my mother's school. And on that Tuesday, somebody phoned in a threat to my mom's school, you know. It felt very unreal.
It's like everything has changed. It's not the same anymore. And now, till now, it still feels like the wind, it just feels different. And the leaves, just the way they stir, it just feels different.
Horrible tragedy.
They had to close our eyes.
They had their entire lives ahead of them.
Where was God?
What can you possibly say as you're trying to give comfort? And you're the youth director, so I know you're dealing with a lot of children.
Children still haven't really wrapped their heads around it, and I don't think they really will understand the gravity of what really happened.
I think one of the weirdest things for me was looking on, every morning you turn on the news, and they're all in Newtown, and the crowds of media that were encamped all over Sandy Hook. It was hard to get around, and there were, you know, memorials popping up everywhere, and you couldn't get it, and everyone was coping with it their own way.
Muad, did you recite from the Quran the day after the tragedy?
Yes.
Did that feel any different, doing it that day?
Yes, because in the Quran, it tells us to have patience, and that after every hardship, there is ease. And that was what called me.
Now, both of you were part of the memorial service after the shootings, and President Obama was there. The whole world was watching. How did you both end up speaking at the service?
They got a call saying about the vigil, and I told them I knew about it, and they said they wanted me to speak alongside and represent the Muslim community. I was shocked, and I agreed to it immediately, and then the whole gravity sunk in. Oh, wait, the president's going to be there tomorrow.
He must have been a little nervous.
Oh, I was a little nervous.
And Muad, how did you become part of this vigil as well?
I asked my mom if I could participate, and she agreed.
You were the first who went up right before Jason.
Yes.
What was that like for you? I mean, being up there, reciting these verses from the Quran.
Well, I felt that I should read to these people because all their fear and their grieving. So I thought that it would calm them and make them feel better. I felt that this was basically almost like my mission.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع.
They are basically saying to have patience and that there's ease after hardship.
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
I saw a woman in the back. She was crying, and someone was trying to calm her while I was reading. So I had a sense that the hurt feeling from them sort of started to run away.
فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.
I was just nervous a little because I was kind of used to this stage sort of experience.
Wait, you were used to that? I would think that would be like totally different than anything you'd ever done.
Yeah, sort of.
So, Jason, as soon as Muad finished, you went up and
yes.
And spoke. What was that like for you?
I'm not used to public speaking. It's a good thing they didn't see my knees because they were shaking pretty hard.
You choked up during your speech.
Yeah, I choked up.
The Quran, Islam's revealed text, tells us that God's mercy and compassion are without limit and always available for those who ask.
Seeing the people that were affected by it, seeing the people who had lost loved ones, seeing the people who were in the school, if I'm sad, you know, imagine how they feel, you know, and that's a feeling I can never experience.
Verily, with every difficulty, there is ease. I mean.
A lot of the verses that I quoted in the speech from the Quran, I applied later in my life, actually 2 weeks later when my father passed away. And I kind of realized at that point that maybe that was God's way of preparing me for what was to come.
It sounds like in some way these verses from the Quran became more real for you.
Oh, yeah. Muad and his dad were the first people to come over after I found out about my dad passing away. They came over within 10 minutes of me finding out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Muad, I know you said you wanted to do something in response to this tragedy and maybe some kind of interfaith group. Have you done anything along these lines?
Well, I have joined this group called the Peace Builders, and we're getting kids from different faiths, backgrounds, and cultures, and we're going to get them together, and we're going to learn how to be more better global citizens by, like, doing things around us, going to the ocean, maybe cleaning up the beach.
Sounds like a great project.
I'm looking forward to it.
Jason Graves and Muad Bhavnagarwala. They spoke with Steve Paulson.